David Cameron called the election result in May the sweetest victory of all, his parliamentary majority allowing him to deliver the Conservative manifesto in full. He's now 5 months into that second term as Prime Minister, but the clock is ticking. Those assembled at the conference here in Manchester know that he doesn't have many more of these as leader, possibly only three if his successor is to be given a decent run-up to the election in 2020. By then, we could have left the European Union. The out campaigns are gathering pace. There's frustration about what, if anything, is emerging from the EU renegotiation. And British planes could soon be bombing Islamic State targets in Syria. Well, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is with me in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin by just asking you for a sense of what this second term is going to be like. You're now governing without the Liberal Democrats, unfettered by any constraints they might impose. What do you want the signature message or the hallmark of the Cameron years to be?
The signature is that we have rescued the economy and now we are rebuilding it, and rebuilding it on the basis that we want to provide security for every family in our country, the security of a good job, the security of lower taxes so you have more money at the end of the month, the security of a good school place for your children, the security of being able to own your own home, even if you're a housing association tenant and you don't currently have that right, and then the security of, I think, what we all want, which is dignity and security in retirement, because we've got a well-funded pension system. That, to me, is what the election was all about.
And
the
about last your long-term economic plan, about your economic
Yes, competence. I hope we can. I think we're the real opportunity. I've been going around this conference saying, you know, a good government would be one that delivers that economic security and also maintains our national security. A great government would be one that goes on and tackles some of the deep social problems in our country.
How do you want to fundamentally change Britain? Because economic competence is probably what we can and should expect from any government.
The fact is, and I think the last government showed it, if you don't have a strong economy, you can't do any of the things you dream about.
You
can't have strong.
What do you want to do? How do you want to change Britain?
Let's look at how we're using the strong economy. I'm passionate about our health service, so we're putting more money into that, but saying it should be a 7-day operation for the good of parents and to reduce those unnecessary deaths at the weekend. Because we've got a strong economy, we've been able to fund and increase our defence forces, which are going to keep us safe and make sure we can promote British values around the world. But as I say, I think there are unmet challenges. There are things we need to do to tackle problems in our care system, to reform our prisons, to tackle the entrenched poverty where people can't escape the circumstances they're born into, because we need better schools, we need more childcare, we need to make sure we tackle things like drug addiction. So I think a crusading Conservative programme of social reform is something we can add to the strong basis that we build on.
Crusading against tax credits, and particularly crusading against some of the poorest earners in our society.
The poorest earners in our country, people on the lowest incomes in our country, are going to get a boost from having a national living wage that next year will give the lowest paid in our country a £20 a week pay rise. That national living wage will be £9 by the end of the parliament. And very much part of this vision is to say, let's have an economy where, you know, you earn more money and you keep more of that money at the end of the month because you're not paying
the minimum wage
taxes,
which is not the same as tax credits. It's arguably two different types of groups.
I think that's a mistake of thinking it is two different groups, because I think that was the old Labour way of doing things, that you have low rates of pay, you tax people, you give people back bits of money through the tax credit system, and you use that to try and just get people over the line in terms of some artificial poverty measurement. I think far more meaningful is to go after the causes of poverty, get more people into work, get people off benefits and have the chance of a good life, and then let them earn a decent wage and then tax them less so that work really pays in our country. It's a very different way of going about tackling poverty.
You are in this process of moving towards the kind of economy that you're describing. In the course of that, there are some working families who are going to take a hit. Now, there's dispute about exactly how many, but the Chancellor on this programme yesterday said... David Cameron called the election result in May the sweetest victory of all, his parliamentary majority allowing him to deliver the Conservative manifesto in full. He's now 5 months into that second term as Prime Minister, but the clock is ticking. Those assembled at the conference here in Manchester know that he doesn't have many more of these as leader, possibly only three if his successor is to be given a decent run-up to the election in 2020. By then, we could have left the European Union. The out campaigns are gathering pace. There's frustration about what, if anything, is emerging from the EU renegotiation. And British planes could soon be bombing Islamic State targets in Syria. Well, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is with me in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin by just asking you for a sense of what this second term is going to be like. You're now governing without the Liberal Democrats, unfettered by any constraints they might impose. What do you want the signature message or the hallmark of the Cameron years to be?
The signature is that we have rescued the economy and now we are rebuilding it, and rebuilding it on the basis that we want to provide security for every family in our country, the security of a good job, the security of lower taxes so you have more money at the end of the month, the security of a good school place for your children, the security of being able to own your own home, even if you're a housing association tenant and you don't currently have that right, and then the security of, I think, what we all want, which is dignity and security in retirement, because we've got a well-funded pension system. That, to me, is what the election was all about.
And the about last your long-term economic plan, about your economic
plan. Yes, I hope we can. I think the real opportunity, I've been going around this conference saying, you know, a good government would be one that delivers that economic security and also maintains our national security. A great government would be one that goes on and tackles some of the deep social problems in our country.
How do you want to fundamentally change Britain? Because economic competence is probably what we can and should expect from any government.
The fact is, and I think the last government showed it, if you don't have a strong economy, you can't do any of the things you dream about. You can't have strong.
What do you want to do? How do you want to change Britain?
Let's look at how we're using the strong economy. I'm passionate about our health service, so we're putting more money into that, but saying it should be a 7-day operation for the good of parents and to reduce those unnecessary deaths at the weekend. Because we've got a strong economy, we've been able to fund and increase our defence forces, which are going to keep us safe and make sure we can promote British values around the world. But as I say, I think there are unmet challenges. There are things we need to do to tackle problems in our care system, to reform our prisons, to tackle the entrenched poverty where people can't escape the circumstances they're born into, because we need better schools, we need more childcare, right. We need to make sure we tackle things like drug addiction. So I think a crusading Conservative programme of social reform is something we can add to the strong basis that we build on.
Crusading against tax credits, and particularly crusading against some of the poorest earners in our society.
The poorest earners in our country, people on the lowest incomes in our country, are going to get a boost from having a national living wage that next year will give the lowest paid in our country a £20 a week pay rise. That national living wage will be £9 by the end of the parliament. And very much part of this vision is to say, let's have an economy where, you know, you earn more money and you keep more of that money at the end of the month because you're not paying
the minimum wage,
taxes.
Which is not the same as tax credits. It's arguably two different types of groups.
I think that's a mistake of thinking it is two different groups, because I think that was the old Labour way of doing things, that you have low rates of pay, you tax people, you give people back bits of money through the tax credit system, and you use that to try and just get people over the line in terms of some artificial poverty measurement. I think far more meaningful is to go after the causes of poverty, get more people into work, get people off benefits and have the chance of a good life, and then let them earn a decent wage and then tax them less so that work really pays in our country. It's a very different way of going about tackling poverty.
You are in this process of moving towards the kind of economy that you're describing. In the course of that, there are some working families who are going to take a hit. Now, there's dispute about exactly how many, but the Chancellor on this programme yesterday said...